Well, amen. Thank you and good morning and God bless you. It's wonderful to see all of your friendly faces again. Yeah, it's been a while since I've been up here and, we're still advancing. The Lord is still on his throne. The Church of Jesus Christ is moving forward. And today I want to share with you a word. By the way, congratulations on this building. Last time I was here, we were over there. So I walked in, I'm thinking like, wow, I remember just Pastor Tim walking me through when it was just at the beginning phases. So what a beautiful job you've done. Congratulations. And I want to share with you something today that is a word for the body of Christ. It's a word for all of us. It's a word that God has been speaking to me, to my ministry, and I've been sharing it with those because sometimes when we go through difficult situations, at times we realize that there's a war on our perspective. And I want to talk to you today about the fact that those of us that are in Jesus Christ, we are called to victory. We are called to be in victory. We are called to live in victory. We're called to champion victory. We're called to look at everything from a victorious perspective. And when we go through dark, difficult, challenging times, sometimes we got to look and look again for the victory. We're like, okay, I know it's there somewhere, but Lord, where is the victory? And in the body of Christ, it's interesting that ever since, the shutdown, and churches closing down and, I'll tell you, in my 50 years of being on this planet, never have I ever encountered days that we've encountered in 2020. I remember in 2019, prophetic voices in the body of Christ were declaring, we're entering into a new decade. We're entering into a new prophetic decade. Actually, many of us were declaring, we're going into the decade of the mouth. This is going to be the decade to prophesy, to declare, and all that sounded wonderful. And I remember around New Year, we were like, yay! We're waving flags. The decade of the mouth. That sounds so poetic. Little did we know, in a matter of months, we'd be wearing masks over our mouths, right? Prophetic voices, we're entering into the decade of the prophet and the prophetic, hallelujah. Little did we know that we would be in such a challenging time. We didn't see it. The prophetic, we don't always see everything in advance. We get pieces. And as once the shutdown began to happen, I remember I was up all night one night. I spent an all-nighter with the Lord. I said, God, what is going on? Not for anyone else, just for me. I just wanted to know how to posture myself. What is going on? What are you saying to your church? What are you saying to us? What are you saying to me? How do I posture myself? Because there's so much information out there that, it's kind of bombarding all of us. And I'd like to know how to stand in this hour against what seems to be challenging times. And I know God is all about victory because we know that Jesus already won the victory. He already obtained the victory. So if we're warfaring from a place of victory, then show me, Lord, how do I posture myself? Because it looks like things are pretty tough. So I pulled an all-nighter with God, up praying, declaring the word, pacing in my living room. That's my prayer. It's just I pace and pray and pray in the Holy Spirit. And I remember it was around 3 in the morning. I started going in and out and of prayer. And I don't remember when it was, but I ended up falling asleep on the couch. But after falling asleep, I had a dream where the Lord walked into the living room. And he was standing right in front of me in this dream, and he was holding up two clocks. And one clock looked like an hourglass, and the other one looked like just your average analog clock. And when I saw the two different forms of clocks, he just kind of showed them to me and kind of wanted me to make sure I saw them. And I did, and all of a sudden the dream was over, and I woke up. So I was asking the Lord, what are you saying to me through that? And I felt the Lord was speaking to me about the strategicness, if there's such a word, how strategic time is, and the fact that we need to understand that time is a very strategic thing that we have to understand. And the Lord told me, he said, I want you to begin to live strategically. One clock was like an hourglass, and that's, hourglass, you don't use that to tell your normal time, your chronos time. You just use that kind of like to time a task or something to see how long it's taking. And I felt the Lord was showing me in that dream, I want you to be strategic in your tasks. And I want you to be strategic in your daily life. In other words, I want you to ask me for the most in every opportunity. So I began to pray, Lord, give me the most in every opportunity. And you know what happens when we pray? The Lord begins to answer us in our prayers, right? So today I want to talk to you about how to be strategic in these times, coming from a place of victory. Because if you're coming from any other perspective, God's got to work on your perspective. Because Jesus already won the victory on the cross of Calvary. We're coming from a place of victory in these times. But sometimes when challenges are upon us, we've got to ask the Lord to give us the right perspective. Because I want to tell you this morning, there is a war over your perspective. The enemy wants to steal any idea, any semblance of victory. He wants to just snatch that away from you. Because if he'll have you thinking and believing that there is no victory, you won't look any different from those that are lost in darkness. You'll walk around asking God where he is. You'll walk around questioning the love of God. You'll walk around wondering if God knows you, if he even is aware of what you're going through. And then what ends up happening is with a loss of victorious perspective, we start accusing God. You don't love me. You're not aware of what I'm going through. Do you know how challenging and how difficult this is? When in fact, God absolutely knows. So there's a war over your perspective. In today's world, I think the church, we've got to remind ourselves that we're all going to someday, in God's timing, we're all going to step out and be with the Lord, right? That's a given. Someday we will be with the Lord, right? So everyone will at some point perish and yet be absent from the body and be present with Christ. It's not about just being alive and surviving. It's not just about living another day, another month, another year. It's about walking in the purposes of God for your life. God has a purpose and an assignment for you. And it's about you leaving behind all the things God put in you to leave behind. It's about leaving that legacy. It's about looking back and standing before the Lord someday and being able to say, hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant. I've put an assignment on your life and you did it. You were obedient to my voice in the earth. So as we're living in challenging times, we've got to remind ourselves, God's got us. We're coming from a place of victory, but even in difficult, challenging times, there's something God wants me to do. There's an assignment on my life. There's something God wants me to leave that's going to bring glory and honor to the Lord. That gets me out of survival mentality. That gets me out of escapist mentality. That whole thing about just beam me up, Scotty, get me out of here, God. No, God wants to bring in a harvest. He's not looking to get us out of the back door. He wants to bring in that harvest that he sees. So there's something for us to do. So in order for even us to understand our assignment and leave, we need perspective. The perspective that I want to talk about this morning is about the two kingdoms that are clashing in the world today. There's a kingdom of darkness warfaring and clashing against the kingdom of God. We know Jesus won the victory, but we're here on the earth and through us, God is enforcing that victory. Through what God, every time we obey the Lord on the earth, every time we do what God puts in our heart to do, we're helping extend and expand the kingdom of heaven. With every soul that we lead to Christ, we're expanding and extending the kingdom of heaven. We're bringing them in from darkness. Which is why that workshop is so important that you get to Saturday at 8:30. Because those two kingdoms are clashing. Now we know we belong to the kingdom of God. But the kingdom of darkness throws a weapon against us that many times we don't even see it happening. And yet this thing has been beating us up. Stealing from us. And it's called an antichrist structure. Sometimes we're so busy looking at who's the antichrist. Is it this actor? Is it that president? Is it Never mind the Antichrist individual. There's an Antichrist spirit in the world. And you know what it does? It tries to warfare against you so you don't see the glory of God in your life. It's Antichrist in you. It tells you, you can't do anything. You don't have a call. God doesn't love you. You're not good enough. You can't sing like they can. You can't preach like he can. And that spirit is constantly working against those of us in the kingdom of heaven to stop us from doing what God has called us to do. The moment you say yes to God, the moment you begin to step out in your call, that spirit rises up and says to you, you're not good enough. So there's a war over our perspective. I feel like sometimes for me, God needs to pull me to the side. You know what happens when you buy a vehicle and they find later on that there's a defect? They send out postcards to everyone and they say, we're having a recall, right? We're having a recall. We want you all to bring your vehicles in because this car is not performing according to the standards of the manufacturer. So we want to fix it. And what ends up happening is sometimes we get beat up by this Antichrist spirit from the kingdom of darkness, and we stop doing the things God calls us to do. We stop walking in faith. We enter into unbelief. We start acting like unbelievers. There's no light shining. We're depressed. We're down. We're sad. And then God has a way of saying, come back in here. I'm recalling you. You're not operating based on what I've put on the inside of you. And I feel like this is a recall season for the body of Christ. I feel like he's retuning. He's giving us that tune-up and letting us know you're not defeated. There are challenges in the world, but you're not defeated. I've given you victory, and you have to have a victorious mindset. So the enemy tells us all that you're just one person. You can't make any change in a challenging world. That is a lie from the pit of hell. Every person in this room has the glory of God on the inside of them. Every person in this room can align with God's purposes for their lives and begin to release through obedience the assignment that God has placed on your life. And by doing that, you're expanding the kingdom of heaven. You're affecting the atmosphere in the world. Every person in this room, every believer can begin to manifest heaven on earth through our decisions. I want to talk to you about how we do that. Because whether you know it or not, we all manifest from the spirit realm into this realm. Even today, you are manifesting something into this realm from the inside of you outward. Because God created us as gateways. God created us as doors, as portals. And we're connected with God in the heavenly realm. The Bible says we're seated with Christ in heavenly places. Because the way we were designed and created, yes, Hector is here with you today in Albion, but there's a part in my spirit, there's a part of my person that's connected with the Holy Spirit on the inside. And through my connection with the Holy Spirit, I have a connection with the kingdom of heaven. I'm able to hear the voice of God through my spirit man. I'm able to hear what God is saying. I'm able to see what God is doing. I'm able to sense the heart of God for people through my spirit man. Everyone has a spiritual side connected to the heart of God. And from that place, God designed you. He gave us that makeup so that we could sense and release into this world. Every time you feel a prodding and a guidance to love on someone, to be generous, to pay for that person's groceries, to give that person a hug, to see people at that table and say, you know what, give me the bill, I'll take it. Every time you sense that prodding to show kindness and generosity, you think that comes from you? You're a good person, but come on, we're not that good. That the goodness of God rises up in our hearts. We're manifesting God. We're manifesting the kindness of God, the generosity of God, the love of Christ. I remember going into a homeless shelter where there was some ministry going on, and I was invited to come and be a part of that night. And parked my car, and I arrived to downtown Rochester. When I start walking into this homeless shelter, I kid you not, I was hit with all kinds of, I don't mean to be rude or anything, but let me just be honest, all kinds of smells at the door that I thought, whoa, you know. And my wife always tells me, Hector, honey, you got to do better at hiding what's what's really going on. So I'm walking in going, so she's elbowing me like, change your face. And I was like, oh. But I'm looking at the workers. You think they cared? They were loving on them. They were so, and I just stand there. I was like, look at the love of God. Look at the love of God. These people in this ministry saying yes to God, to that call. They loved that call. They were there. They were faithful. They were serving. They were hugging. They were praying. They were on the floor praying for those who needed prayer. I just stood there and I was like, look at the love of Christ. Look at what you can do when you align and say yes to God and begin to let the love of God flow through you as a portal. We sing that all the time. Open the heavens. You are the open heaven. Because the love of Christ rises up in you. And when you release it, you're manifesting. You're allowing the Holy Spirit to flow through you. You're a portal. You're a portal to the presence of God. You can release God in the earth through your decisions. So today I want to talk to you about this clash going on the earth. The lie of the enemy that you can't make any change. Yes, you can make a change. You can shift the atmosphere and you can make a huge change here on the earth by releasing what God puts on the inside of you. By letting it flow. By letting God express himself through you. Because he created you that way. You are a portal. Luke 6:45 explains this. A good man of the good treasure of his heart brings forth that which is good. An evil man of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. See, the kingdom of heaven flows through God's children. When we hear and sense the heart of God and we release that on the earth, we're able to release good things that rise up from within us. And yet, even before we knew Christ, we know that there were times where things were flowing through us that were evil. They were bad. When we hear things in the news, this is going on, that's going on. I'll tell you what, it's the kingdom of darkness working through hearts of man. God wants us to release his love into the world. How does that work? Well, I feel like God wants to take us back into and give us the manual. Here's how I designed you. Here's how I designed you so that I could flow through you. First and foremost, we have to understand that God gave us something that allows things to come from the spirit realm and manifest into the earth realm. It's called our imagination. That's why the word is very clear in 2 Corinthians 10:5. Cast down imaginations. Every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bring it into captivity, every thought to the obedience of Christ. Every time God wants to release something through you, it begins with the imagination. The creative center in you. You know, that's a gift from God. And the enemy's been warfaring against that because that can also get us into trouble. But it is there where the Lord begins to put possibilities into our minds. He begins to give us ideas. I'm sure this building started with something that rose up in the imagination. Huh. Imagine a building. Many times the Lord begins to speak to us in the areas of the imagination, trying to get us to see a dream, a possibility that God is putting on the inside of us. I remember when I was in the workforce, I was a grant writer. I remember working at my station and I'd start daydreaming. I would daydream like this. I just see this movie playing in my mind. I'd daydream that I would be standing in front of people prophesying over them. And then I'd catch myself, get to work, stop doing that. I just thought I was messing up, get to work. So I'd get back and I kept working. And every so often I'd find myself daydreaming and just seeing myself prophesying over people. Little did I know that God was showing me possibilities, a dream that he was putting in my heart, something connected to my assignment that he wanted to bring forth, which did manifest in time, where he led me out of the workforce and into ministry. So how do you manifest from the spirit realm to this realm? It begins with your imagination. That's why we have to, I believe, sanctify it. Now I say, Lord, I sanctify this imagination and I ask that to be used only for you and for your glory. And anything that rises up in that imagination that's against the word of God, I just read you the scripture. We've got to take authority and say, no. I take authority over that and I cast that down. I cast that only thoughts and visions from the Holy Spirit. But if I were to ask you, think about it. Think about times where ideas popped into your head. Do you think that just came from you? That's one of the ways you were designed. That's how the Holy Spirit begins to give you ideas and begins to connect you with the assignment in your life. It's through the imagination. But we have to allow God to sanctify it. We've got to take down the old pictures of the imagination. Sometimes we have old pictures and old movies playing where God's saying, okay, take that reel off. Let's burn that. Let's put a new one up. Because God wants you to manifest what's on the inside of you. He wants you to expand the kingdom of heaven. So he starts with our imagination. Once it starts with the imagination, it goes into our thinking. Because the more we meditate on what we're picturing and what we're seeing in our mind's eye, the more we start thinking that way. Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's time to not only see new movies and new pictures in the imagination, it's time now to start thinking differently. To meditate on what God is saying. Going back to the imagination, another cool thing to do is to not just to read the Bible, but to read it and see it. You know what I'm talking about? When you read it and you're there and you're seeing this thing playing out, it's so cool how the Holy Spirit can use that to really show you what you're reading and bring it to life. But the more you meditate on what God is showing you, the more you start thinking that way. We've got to renew our mind. We cannot be conformed to this world. Because according to how this world thinks, they think everything is great unless you're a Christian. The world, the way that they think, you know, we're the epitome of evil. So we can't be conformed to that way of thinking. We've got to be renewed in our minds. God wants, and in order for you to manifest what God put on the inside of you, he wants to change your thinking. He wants you to see different. He wants you to think differently. Thank God for the word of God. Where there's no clarity, where there's no understanding, you can always go to the word and find what the word is saying and meditate on that and get that thinking into your thinking process. 2 days before I turned 50 years old, 2 days, I was on my way somewhere hearing a Bible teaching. It was a powerful Bible teaching. I'll never forget. I was just like, wow, that's really good. And I was into this teaching. I get to a red light. Light turns green. I start going and boom, I was T-boned. Car went spinning. All the airbags deployed. And I was left on the side of the road, pinned in my car, wondering what just happened. And while the thought tried to come to me, why would God allow this? You know, I was on my way to do a good deed for someone. I was on my way to do, why would God allow this? But thank God I'd been meditating on Isaiah 41, where God says, I will help you. Fear not. That scripture rose up in me and I was so glad that I was chewing on that verse, eating that verse, meditating on that verse, because my thinking had shifted and I could not sit there wondering too long, how could God allow this? That verse popped up and I was like, oh yeah, no, God's with me. He's helped me and he will help me. And when they opened the door and got me out of the car, I heard people running around going, he's alive, he's alive. I stepped out of that car. I was like, that's right, I'm alive. Because he helped me. But I didn't always think that way. I had to do some renewing of my mind. When I found that verse, oh man, the Holy Spirit was like, I want you to focus on that. I was focusing on that verse and focusing on that verse. And it started slowly but surely changing my thoughts and changing the way that I think, knowing that God is with me, God is for me, God will help me. And in order for you to expand the kingdom of heaven and do what God has called you to do, you got to change your imagination and what you're meditating on, but you also got to change on the way you think. And we do that by meditating on the word. You know what that does? That changes our old beliefs. Praise God. It's never too late. It changes our beliefs because the Bible says, Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Sometimes we get in life what we've been believing and meditating on. The old pictures, the wrong thinking ends up manifesting in wrong beliefs. It's never too late. And in a dark and challenging time, God wants us to get it right so that we can be operating with the correct perspective of victory, a victorious mindset. If you really believe that you can't, no matter what I tell you or anyone tells you, you won't. If you really believe you're not good enough, no matter who tries to encourage you, you're going to believe you're not good enough. Because that's a spiritual principle. As you believe in your heart, that's what's going to come forth. You will even sabotage yourself. You will even sabotage your own success because deep inside you've been programmed to believe a lie. The good news is it's never too late. It's never too late to say, God, this isn't working in me. The Holy Spirit will help us begin to change the old movies and what we've been imagining. Change the thinking and change the beliefs. We need that more than ever so we could manifest victory. Do you know, right before the shutdown, I don't know why, but I had this leading to go back to work. Well, I used to work at for the County of Monroe, more clearly at the DMV. I should be wearing a t-shirt saying I survived the DMV. I used to work there before, left, and suddenly, 2019, I started feeling to go back. It made no sense to me. But there it was. It was just, I don't know why. It just sounds like maybe I should go back. So I looked into, sure enough, I did. I went back. I went part-time in the ministry for a while I went full-time back into the office, and it was good. And then the shutdown happened. When all ministry came to a halt, we were able to keep working. So we were working. I was grateful for that. And then we were sent home, and we were given our regular pay, but we were sent home, and I was grateful for that. So, you know, God even, I saw his provision even through that whole thing until that assignment came to an end, and now I'm back in the ministry. But thank God that I've always made a declaration that God is my provider. He is my source. So when the direction and the leading and the guidance came, you know, I've already been meditating and chewing on the word that God will provide for me no matter what, and I will be obedient to how he leads me. And people were like, Hector, are you crazy? You going back to work? It's like, I know it's strange, but I am. But I saw the hand of God through all that. Now let me tell you about the shutdown. Right when shutdown was going on, my wife came to me one day. She says, honey, I went to the store and there are no disinfectant wipes. I couldn't find them anywhere. I said, all right. So we prayed. We said, Lord, there's no disinfectant wipes. We go to the door. Someone left us a bag with rolls and rolls of disinfectant wipes. We're like, thank you, God. Everyone's like, you know, I got cash. I went to the ATM. I got cash. And I thought, you know, I never got cash. I should have planned a little better. So I was like, maybe I should have a little cash on hand. And right when I was planning to go, we heard a knock on the door. And when we went, someone anonymously left an envelope filled with cash in our mailbox. That's good. Thank you, Lord. Then all the stores were closing down. And we needed to buy my daughter a new bed. She needed a new bed. And when we called, the furniture store was closed. And I thought, oh man, you know, we never made it to the store. My daughter needed a new bed and Barbie and I needed a new bed. And I said, well, Lord, we never got to the store and Leilani needs a new bed. My neighbor, a couple houses down, I'm moving. I have a room totally unused, brand new bed set up, totally unused. Could you use this new bed? As a matter of fact, we can. We took our daughter over. She was like, that's the one I want. So we packed it up. She actually said, nope, you're not moving anything. I'm going to hire movers. I said, we live two houses down. No, I'm hiring movers. They'll come and set it up in your house. So they move the house over, move the bed over to our house, set it up. Beautiful bedroom set. And then afterwards, the neighbor comes back. I forgot to tell you. That's two sets. The other one will be coming straight from the store. So Barbie and I got our set. Listen, during shutdown. So thank God for the word. Some of us, we go through difficult situations and the old programming tells us, oh no, the sky's falling. We have to come from a victorious mindset. If God has to send birds to your house with a happy meal, with something to feed you, to sustain you, he can do it. God is about miracles, signs, and wonders. Sure, we can plan. We can be the best planners, you know, and nothing against using wisdom and planning. I should have been better at planning. But even with that, even where there still is lack, God is our source. So in challenging times, God wants us to change what we believe so that we can move in victory. And if you are here today and you've believed the lie that victory is over, that it's all down and over, that the best days were behind you, I'm telling you, that's a lie from the pit of hell. That's a spirit of Antichrist trying to get you to believe that you know, you're defeated. When Christ gave us the victory, what it requires is a perspective shift on our part. Lord, give me a reality check. And so long as God is on his throne, so long as I'm alive and there's breath in me and I've got the word of God and I've got the truth of God, we can shift circumstances. Thank you for that clap. Hallelujah. Because that's the truth. There is a war for our perspective. And I hate saying it, but many Christians are down and depressed, but they're listening to the wrong sources. The world is pumping in your ear left and right, wrong information, wrong perspective. Even before the holidays showed up, they were already talking about the shortages. I'm thinking, my goodness. Why? Because they're trying to get your faith activated for shortages. It's like, you know, I come to realize, Lord, I want to stay in your word, in your word alone. We can be informed, but it doesn't necessarily mean that that is all of the story. When God is involved. So it doesn't matter if you have a family member that's down and out. It doesn't matter if there's defeat going on in your family. It doesn't matter if the enemy has attacked. It's never too late to change your thinking and say, God, I need to see some victory here. What is the perspective of victory that you want me to see? And God is so faithful to meet us in that place. He will quicken scripture to us to get us to meditate on the right scripture. And once we begin doing that and working with the Holy Spirit, he begins to show us another perspective. I love in Revelation 4 when Apostle John is on the island of Patmos and he hears a voice saying to him, come up here and I'll show you what must take place after these things. There was a higher perspective. And today the Lord is saying to us, I want to give you my perspective. You've got CNN's perspective. You've got the news perspective. You've got your community's perspective, but I want to give you my perspective. And you know, his ways are higher than his ways and his thoughts higher than our thoughts. So if you felt lost, defeated, maybe this isn't for everyone. And I pray that everyone in this room is advancing in victory. Praise God. If so, you should be smiling. Let me tell you that. There's something beautiful about a smile. You should be smiling. All right. So if you're moving in victory, praise God. But I want to say to those who felt like you've been under it, you've been attacked, things have been, seems, you know, to just be going, getting worse and worse. I just want to let you know that's not the full story. There's always time and room for God to give you another perspective, his perspective. As a matter of fact, the prophet Elisha, there was one time he was with his servant and his servant was panicked and he prayed and he said, God, open his eyes that he would see. And when his eyes were opened, his servant began to see that they were surrounded by angels. They were surrounded by angels. What would you see? If we say, Lord, open my eyes so that I could see your perspective, what do you think God wants to show you? You'll begin to see things that you couldn't see before. You'll begin to see resources right under your nose, solutions right there all along. You'll begin to see God's hand, God bringing the right people, the right thing, the right connection for you, the answers, the solutions. Because God's perspective will always bring something that we couldn't see before. We're limited, which is why we need the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God that even when I just feel like there's nothing left, I've tried everything, we could always say, but God, what are you saying? What's your perspective? And the Lord has a way of saying, I'm going to make a way. Even if he's got to make a way where there is no way, with every furniture store closed, even if God says, I'm going to have that neighbor just decide to give up her bed, God will make a way because he loves you. And that's the God that we serve. It's never too late. That's not the full story. Never believe what the enemy's trying to pump into you. Never accept his narrative. Always go back to God and say, Lord, I hear what they're saying, but what thus saith the Holy Ghost? What are you saying? What is your perspective? One of the things that we do in our prophetic boot camps, we have these classes where we teach people how to understand the voice of God. Every believer has the voice of God in them. How to understand the voice of God in their lives and how to connect with what God is saying. And when there's a time in that class where we'll have them ministering and praying over each other. Sometimes when you're praying for other people, you'll kind of pick up something, maybe we can call it negative, something negative that's happened in their life. You know, when you're praying for someone, you can pick that stuff up. And what I'll never forget, a student asked me a question and says, you know, I just keep sensing so much depression over this person when I'm praying. And the person in the seat is looking at them and looking at me, right? You know, what do I do? You know, do I just tell them you have depression? And I said, no, that's the narrative of what they're battling through. What is God saying? What's God's perspective about that? See, that's what prophecy is. It's never what the devil's saying. It's never what the world is saying. It's never what even what you're going through. Prophecy is God knows what you're going through, but here's what God says. God's perspective. Let's get a victorious mindset. Let's be clear that God is not saying what the world is saying. He has another narrative. Let's be clear about that. We don't deny the facts of what's going on in the world, but we also understand that we're connected to the voice of God and to a higher perspective. My daughters were homeschooled, and when my daughter was a senior, I was just trying to get them through high school. I was like, let's get this thing over with. And she came to me in her senior year and she's like, Dad, I don't know where to go to college. Where am I going to go? What's my career? In other words, she was asking me, what am I going to be when I grow up? And she knows that I have a prophetic ministry, so she thought I knew. I didn't know. I was like, that's a good question. She goes, well, all of my friends have already applied and some of them are getting acceptance letters. I didn't even think about it. Where am I going to go? Oh man, that lit a fire under me. And I was just, I felt so bad that I didn't think of that sooner. And I was just up one night and I was like, Lord, I don't know what to tell my daughter. And I want to be careful because if I give the wrong answer, I don't want her thinking that you don't care. And I don't want her thinking that, you know, she doesn't have an assignment from God. She does. So this is important. I need to know, what is your perspective? Where does she go? Where do we apply? And I was up all night and I was just fellowshipping with God and waiting on God because I know that whenever I ask, God answers. Whenever you ask, God answers. So there I was trying, Barbie had fallen asleep and I'm trying not to keep her up, but I was just, Lord, your word says, those that are led by the Spirit of God, Lord, lead my daughters. Where are they to apply? And clearly, I heard, ORU. I never even thought of ORU. I was like, ORU? ORU. He said, it's going to be the right school for both of them. The next day I said, honey, I have an answer for you. I think we're going to apply to ORU. ORU? I know. Let's just apply. And sure enough, that's where she went. She graduated already with her bachelor in business. And my youngest daughter's already in her second year with a major in psychology, but praise God. And she's already found a work. She's working at a financial firm. So it's awakened giftings in her she didn't even realize. So praise God for God's perspective. We need God's perspective. I'm going to leave you with one more. This one was a blessing to my life, Pastor Tim. I don't know if you even know this, but I was asked by a church in Rochester. This was a church I had ministered at many times. He said, "Hector, we're looking for a pastor and we're considering you. Problem is, I'm not a pastor. I've done it before. Let me repeat, I'm not a pastor." And I said, "You're considering me. I'm just a guest speaker that comes through this place." And they, "No, but we like you. We feel connected to your ministry." You know, so I thought about it and I was like, well, you know, I do a lot of conferences. I do a lot of trainings and maybe. So my mind's going now, right? I'm planning. Well, maybe this is it. Maybe I should just say yes and then I'll have a headquarters and then I can have my events there. Hey, it's working. It works good. But then I remembered, that's me in my planning. I never asked God. I need to make sure. So I told my wife one Saturday, I'm unavailable. Phone is off. I got to seek the Lord on something. And I went downstairs to the basement and I said, "Lord, I need your perspective. Because I've been in victory. I want to remain in victory. And I've learned that if God leads me to it, it's his responsibility to keep me." So I said, "God, I need to know." So I was downstairs praying in the Holy Ghost. My mind was like, how long has it been? I was like, 5 minutes. I was like, well, you know what it's like when you're seeking God. You know, your flesh is like, ugh, do I have to? So I'm down there just like telling my flesh, be quiet. Lord, I need to know. Pressing through. And I'll tell you what, I think it was maybe about an hour, 2 hours into it. The Lord spoke to me with an audible voice. And he said to me, "Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord." And I knew what he was saying to me with that verse was, you're going to know. I've already released the answer to you. So I met them again for coffee. They said, "We want to discuss you becoming our pastor." I met them for coffee. And as soon as I sat down to discuss with them, something on the inside just, I knew this was a big no. I knew God was telling me, this is not what I have for you. Now, is being a pastor a good thing? Absolutely. It's a high call. Could I have pastored? Yes, I could have. Was it God's plan for me at that season of my life? Was it God's perspective for me? No. So you know what I did? I rejoiced. I said, "Gentlemen, God bless you. Thank you for considering me. But I have a confirmation from the Holy Spirit that I'm not your guy. But I will be praying for you that you find the right pastor." And they did. So praise God. Do you know the damage? Do you know the setback? Do you know the walking in circles in the wilderness I would have done if I would have just forced to have my own way? Thank God for his perspective. Everyone in this room, God's got his perspective for you so that you could continue to succeed and have a victorious mindset. Father, we thank you. I lift up everyone in this room in need of direction, in need of answers, in need of solutions. I lift them up and I thank you, Lord, that you're changing what they're seeing in their imagination. You're helping them renew their thinking and renew and change their belief system. So Lord, we thank you for that. And I say, Lord, align us with your spirit so that we can truly come from a place of victory and expand your kingdom. We thank you for that. We thank you that you said, Lord, that we would do the greater works. We thank you for that. In Jesus' mighty name. And we all say, amen, amen. Can I have a little music up here maybe while I just do a couple prophetic call-outs, if that's okay? Hallelujah. Faith. Hallelujah. I think when we are aligned right, when our imagination center, when our thoughts, when our beliefs are aligned with the word right, we're moving in faith. We're moving in faith. We're believing God. Hallelujah. I'm just going to give some prophetic words here. First of all, let me just say, God bless you for leading us in worship. Thank you. Praise God. Appreciate your gift and your ministry. When I was walking into this place today, I began to see a bunch of trees about this high. And they were like everywhere. I was like, wow, what are all these trees? And I felt the Lord saying, especially to the house and to the leadership, don't be discouraged with what you've brought up to this point. Because at times you felt like maybe it needs to be bigger, needs to be more fruitful. God says, you've done a good job to bring it to this point. God says, watch, just keep tending to the tree. Keep tending to what you're bringing forth in this season, for it will be like a redwood that would impact this region. So I feel like God is saying, you're nurturing and you're bringing up a redwood. You know what the redwoods are? Those are those huge trees. You can even carve a roadway and kind of drive right through it. So don't be discouraged. You wanted to see more growth. It's growing. And it will impact this region. The impact will grow, says the Lord. So I sense that's an encouragement to you, Pastor Tim. Just keep pressing on in with that. Knowing that God's going to bring those even from this generation to help along with that vision. I feel like there's a vision for the vision for the region. I feel like that's what God's speaking to, that the house is connected with. He's going to bring even those in this generation to bring their peace to help grow that. Can we get an amen on that? Amen. Praise the Lord. May I minister to this lady back here? What's your name? You're wearing the black. Do you understand English? Español. Ah, perfecto. ¿Cómo? Yo lo digo en español. Me va a servir bien la práctica. María, Dios te bendiga. Dios quiere que tú sepas que Él tiene un plan y un propósito para con tu vida. Él tiene planes grandes contigo. Y Dios dice que Él está desarrollando en ti un ministerio de oración. Un ministerio de intercesión. Pero en este tiempo y en este punto de tu vida, Dios quiere que sepas que Él te está acercando a Él más y más. Dios nunca te ha fallado ni fallará, sino que en todo Él es fiel. Él quiere que tú sepas lo mucho que Él te ama y que Él siempre seguirá ministrando una nueva unción sobre tu vida. Amén, porque hay en ti un ministerio y Dios dice, estoy así trayéndote al lugar para que ese ministerio se desarrolle en su totalidad. Así que Dios te bendiga y sigue adelante. Amén. Aleluya. You're wearing the orange sweater back here. Would you stand up? Yes. Pray and trust. Well, the Father says to you, daughter, I've called you to pray. You're going to know Him in prayer. You're going to know Him in intercession. You're going to know Him. And even when everything on the outside seems to be shaking and going in a different direction, God says, no, what do you sense in prayer? What do you sense in prayer? Because there's a gift of discernment on the inside of you. And the Lord says, you're going to learn to trust that. Not what you're seeing, not what's being reported, not the negative reports, but you're going to learn to trust that prayer, that sense in prayer that's rising up on the inside of you. And the Lord says, I'll have many begin to even call you and say, pray for me. Those are words you're going to hear. Pray for me. And the Lord says, I hear you and I see your heart and your willingness to be a blessing to others. So that prayer ministry is going to the next level, says the Lord. We declare it, we call it forth. Can we say amen? Jesus, we thank you. Is there a Linda? Linda, would you stand up? Linda, I've given you a mother's heart for the body of Christ. I've given you a heart to nurture those that need it, that need the truth from the Word. I sense that there's an ability to see the best in people, seeing the ability to see where people really need help, where they really need input and they need wisdom. And God says, I've given you such a deep well to impart to children, to impart to people that need it. Don't second guess the gift that I've given you. For the Lord says, it's on the inside of you. You're like a teacher. You have the ability to take difficult concepts and explain it so easily and so lovingly that people thank you for it. So understand that there's such a stream. Now remember, everything on the outside will tell you, well, what is this about? But God wants to give you His perspective. There's a stream of wisdom that you have for others that people need. So don't second guess yourself, but give that gift that God has put on the inside of you. Amen? God bless you. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what, you know, the Lord is pleased when we serve in our gift. He's pleased. He's absolutely pleased. Praise God. This couple here, would you two stand up? You're married, right? Praise the Lord. So I hear like a gun going off, like at the beginning of a race. And while there were seasons before where you've attempted to enter the race and go, there have been reasons why at times you've had to stop the race early and you felt very disappointed. You felt disappointed with yourselves. I feel like you felt disappointed with your performance, your ministry, even at times. You're like, man, we could have done it this way or that way. Some second guessing. But I hear the Lord saying, no, I'm bringing you into a new season, a new chapter. He's going to remove from you that sense of maybe coulda, woulda, shoulda. And God says, no, I'm removing that from you, and I'm giving you a clear start into a new season. Because I sense that there's a ministry in you that is just waiting to come up, waiting to come out, waiting to be expressed, waiting to be released. You have your people of the word, you know the word, you love the word, you want to release the word and be an encouragement and a blessing to the body. And the Lord says, I'm going to bring you back around and release you in such a way that it's going to be a blessing to the local house. It's going to be a blessing to those who know you. So God says, let it all go. Let that go. For God says, I'm bringing you to a place of a new chapter in your life, says the Spirit of God. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This couple right here on the end, may I minister to you? Would you stand up? I see you and I see life over the two of you. Where there's been weariness and tiredness, there's new life being infused on you by the Spirit of God. The Lord says it's not going to be a toil. It's not going to be a fight. It's not going to be an uphill battle anymore. But there's a new strength of the Spirit that's about to undergird you, to take you and lift you up into a higher way. And God says, I'm going to increase for you that quality of life and bring you to the place where you know this is the joy of the Lord. This is the joy of the Lord that's giving me new strength in this victory. That's giving me new strength in this battle. And God says, I've called you to win, and you're going to win big, says the Spirit of God. For there have been spirits that have tried to take from you and have tried to steal from you, and there have been nights where you've had to stay by yourself and encourage yourself in the Lord. But God says, I am here with a new strength and a new wind of the Spirit, says the Lord, and I will uplift you and uphold you and bring you to a new place of victory, says the Spirit of God. 2021, 2022 is going to be a year of learning how to dance and learning how to shout and stepping into new moves in the Spirit. For God says that you're going to love the victory that I'm walking you into, says the Spirit of the Lord. Can we say amen on that? You know, victory is important to God because Jesus paid a high price for us to have it. So it's important that we get the right perspective. I want to say that over you here today. Who's this young man in the back? Beard. I think you're holding your son. Ben, I see like an oak tree. You're a man of character. You're a man of good report. There's so much on the inside of you. You're like a strength to others. You're like a strength. Others can come around you and be shielded. There's so much that you offer. And there's a son in you. What I mean by that is, I mean that God is going to really cause others to help mentor something out of you that's just going to be powerful. It's going to be great in this generation. So the Lord has just deposited so much in you that's going to be fished out. I just sense like God is going after a dream on the inside of you. And the Lord says, I love you so much, son. I'm not going to let that go. I'm going to bring that out in you, and you're going to express the goodness of God to others. And I just sense that men are going to come around you and want to know, why are you so different? Why are you the way that you are? And you're going to be able to express a perspective that you have that only comes from the Spirit of God. So the Lord says, son, I love you, and I'm going to bring even a ministry out in you, says the Lord. A ministry to men. So the Lord says that he's put that in you in seed form, but it's coming out and it's going to be a blessing to many. So watch and see what God will do in Jesus' name. Amen. Church, let's move forward. Let's move in victory. He loves us. He's got a plan for us. Man of God, what's your name? I worked in radio for many years. I noticed voices. I heard your voice and I was like, wow, he's got a great voice. You're a teacher of the word. And I sense the Lord saying that you're going to impart truth from the word in this season that's just going to bring such peace to many. even in difficult times and circumstances. I sense that God is going to up the volume of your voice in this season, where it won't be one where you'll hold back or you'll sit back or you'll even step back. But God says, I have need of you now. I feel like he's bringing you forward in this season of your life to bring that wisdom from the truth that you have, from the word, that perspective. So speak that word. Speak that word with authority. Release that, because God has certainly anointed your voice. So I want to release that over your life in Jesus' mighty name. And there have been many that you've mentored. There have been people that you've given the right word to in the right season. Things that you think God's forgotten about, but there's a harvest coming for you, man of God. A harvest coming that will bless you because you have said yes to God. God says, I will continue to increase the volume of your voice, says the Spirit of God. Can we say amen? Amen. Be blessed. Pastor Tim.
Hallelujah. Let's stand together. Jen, why don't you lead us in that song, and then we'll close. Let's stand and worship as we close. Amen. Amen. I actually had lunch this week with Pastor Ron, with Ron Domina, and we were talking. I saw Hector's coming out on Sunday, and we were talking about Hector and his ministry and how God uses him and such. And you didn't say anything about this, but I don't know a lot about the details, but a lot of the prophetic training, I think this is what Ron said. So you do some stuff, a lot of stuff on Zoom, you know, with folks, and instead of traveling, you know, everywhere to different churches. I know we had you here a couple of years ago for a day of training, but, you know, prophetic ministry, I've always said, and Hector, I sure would bear this out, it's not so much about just what you speak, it's what you hear, you know, and learning to hear the voice of God. That's been a passion of his heart, and is that something you can learn? Yes. You know, the disciples came to Jesus and said, teach us how to pray, you know? You can learn. You got to have a heart for it. Right? You gotta have a desire for it, but there's things that you can learn. So if you're interested in maybe connecting, I don't know what your schedule is and such, Hector, but we would love to connect with you in that way and maybe do some online sort of training with you and such when you start up your next thing or whatever. So I just wanted to share that. God bless you. We have a special treat. So we had our dinner here last night, and we have a ton of cheesecake. A ton of cheesecake. So We're not having donuts, you know. Tim Hortons, be gone, right? We got cheesecake today, so don't leave without getting a piece of cheesecake. God bless. You're dismissed. Enjoy some fellowship together.